It's Monday, the 6th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of Information and Communication Technology has engaged editors from various media outlets to address the ethical use of social media and ways to strengthen media integrity online. The ministry stressed the importance of collaboration to curb misinformation and uphold ethical standards across digital platforms. Here's Information and Communication Technology Minister Emma Teofellers.
As much as online spaces bring a lot of opportunities, they bring some harm, and some of that harm we see on social media platforms. We are seeing a lot of fake news going online spaces without being verified. We're seeing people spreading misinformation and disinformation. We're seeing people taking inappropriate images at times where even accidents have happened on the roads, and family members having to learn that their loved ones have perished or have been injured. This engagement with the editors for all of us to collectively work towards making social media a safer space, not only for journalists or politicians, but ordinary citizens to use for good and not for bad.
Namibia's ambassador-designate to France, Sabine Burke-Müller, has met with National Assembly Speaker Sarah Kurongelwa-Amadila to discuss areas of cooperation in energy, education and plastic pollution. The speaker also called for peaceful multilateral solutions to global conflicts. Speaker Kurongelwa-Amadila walks us through the talks.
There must be value addition in these countries to the resources. There must be payment of fair taxes. There must be full value chain development. There must be compliance with environmental laws, and there must be sharing of technology to make sure that we prosper together. The investors can come here, yes, but they cannot just mine and pollute our environment and take out everything, stock, stock and barrel, without any value addition, without paying any taxes, and so forth.
The Royal House of Mandela has called for the unconditional release of all global Sumud Flotilla detainees, including Mandla Mandela, detained by Israeli forces while delivering aid to Gaza. In a statement, the Royal House reaffirmed solidarity with Palestinian prisoners and urged global action against what it termed genocidal apartheid Israel. Remaining on the continent, Tanzanian opposition leader Tundu Lissu has gone on trial for treason in Dar es Salaam just weeks before elections his party is barred from contesting. Reuters reports that he was arrested in April over a speech prosecutors claim urged the public to rebel and disrupt the upcoming vote. And finally, 15 finalists have been named for this year's Earthshot Prize, launched by Britain's Prince William to honor innovative solutions to global environmental challenges. The finalists include projects tackling microplastic pollution, large-scale reforestation, ocean protection, and sustainable building design. Winners will be announced later this year. Here's Prince William.
This year's 15 finalists have solutions to some of the most complex environmental challenges our planet faces. They remind us that ingenuity and leadership know no borders. The bold ideas can come from anywhere and can spark change everywhere. It is impossible to hear these finalist stories, to see the impact they're already having, and not feel encouraged by their energy and momentum.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.